prepared today's class is Lev Nishmar Yerach Nadenu Gedalia Success Yerach Shemayim Lishava Rabba Gadiel Ben Lishava Emet Ben Lishava Shefer Ben Lishava Reina Malka Vato Basha Gadiel Ben Lishava. Today's class also plays in the success of the soldiers and the hostages coming home. Today's class is also in the success of everybody should have a breakthrough energy. This week is Parshas B'Shalach. Obviously, we spoke about the man coming down and the splitting of the Red Sea. This is really, really a tremendous week in order to enhance our faith. We're going to take these. There's actually three great teachings today by Reb Levi Yitzchak Reb Dichev, and three things that basically are teaching us always to, like we've said many times, go into the future. You know, like I sprained my ankle. I don't know how I sprained my ankle, but now I have to walk to Palm Beach Synagogue for like 45 minutes. So I'm like, I can't even walk down the hallway without pain. So how am I going to walk 45 minutes four times? So again, being able to just get it and get your mind, everything's going to be fine. There's going to be no pain. But even little things like that, we're always dragged down. And it, the breast of concept, the Reb Nachman's concept is you have to go into the future. And many times they would ask, you know, his students, you know, how are you so happy? Look at your situation. He says, very simple. I just borrow it from the future. I borrow a dance from the future. And this is extremely, extremely important mindset to understand that, yes, you could borrow into the future. Believing something can actually put you into the future. And where do we say that? He says this exactly here. He's saying the concept of time itself, like for example, my ankle injury. I'm thinking it's going to be 40 minutes. It's going to hurt. It's not true. It's not reality. It's not 100%. It's just I'm accumulating time. Do you understand? So anytime you're worrying about something, you're basically giving energy and accumulation of time. But at the end of the day, what he's saying here is Rav Levi Yitzchak Reb Dichev says that Hashem's name is Havaya. Havaya means future, past, and present. So that means there's no, you're in the realm of the miraculous when you connect to that name of Havaya. And that's how we connect the name of Havaya is by being extremely positive and having faith in the situation itself. That's the whole point. And he's saying here, in God's time, there is no limit of time. Time doesn't exist in God's eyes. It's only in our eyes. And this is where today, we struggle with time a lot. People are anxious. People are depressed. It's an issue of time. It's because our imaginations have taken us to the wrong place, and this is why it's extremely important that we both have to have. Reb Nachman says in lesson 24, we have to have the importance of having the intellect and emunah at the same time. That means you cannot be too intellectual without emunah, because at the end of the day, you're going to try to rationalize everything and try to figure things out. And then you're going to get stuck there. And you can't also just have emunah and not have a plan, because then, you know, you'll be an idiot. Just, you know, you'll be big dreams but no action. So it's extremely important that those two things have to go together. Intellect and emunah. That means, yes, with your rational mind, build your consciousness to where you can and know how to then let go. You understand? Know how to let go. That's the whole thing. Where if it's just intellectual, it's just too much me. I gotta figure this out. I gotta get the right doctor. I got blah blah blah. No, you're not creating space for a miracle. So that's where we really another reason why there's always Reb Nachman would always they would learn a particular lesson, and right away they would pray about a particular lesson. Because again, we can learn something and it doesn't mean it's going inside. It doesn't mean it's physically going inside our hearts. It's there, it's in potential, we know it, we understand the concept, but it definitely has not changed sometimes. So we really, really need to go into the thoroughness of bringing things inside. And that's why you need both the blessing of intellect and you need the blessing of emunah. So what he's saying here is the way to draw something from the future into the present moment is truly believing with utter certainty that this you will see a salvation and your problem will be solved. Big statement. That means my job, it's already there. I have to bring it down. That's my job. My job is to bring down the blessings. And this is where he's saying you cannot even have a slightest hint or doubt that this will work out. We must stand firm with our faith, and this is exactly what Rav Nachman says, that faith is a channel of all bounty and blessings. And in Tehillim, King David says, and he says that when we say a specific verse, eternally, God, your word stands firm in heaven from generation to generation, your faith in fullness, you establish heavens and endures it. Basically, what he's saying here is the faith itself, you've already promised me this. I just need to bring it down. It's like, imagine your father, you keep promising something to somebody. You promised it already, but you have to bring it down. You have to bring it down. So it's already promised, and you have to give it down. And our job is to bring it down. And this is why the Baal HaTanya says, think good and it'll be good. It's because of this concept, that everything's there already. We just need to bring it down. We need to bring the salvation down. And where do we know? Here, and this is exactly what he's saying here with Az Yashir. Az Yashir Moshe Ubnei Yisrael. In the verse, the Torah relates that they finished crossing the seas. But if you look at the word Az Yashir, Az means past tense. Yashir means future. I will sing. I will sing. So this is, again, faith it till you make it. I will sing. I will sing. I mean, they're in a situation with complete, the Egyptian army was raging at them. They were stuck. There was nowhere out. I will sing. And that's, you really, in order to have that attitude, you really, really need to let go. You need to let go of any of your rational mind. There's a time to just close the mind and just jump in. And who jumped in? Nachshon Ben Aminadav. Who jumped in? So this is, I'm trying to help a few people. And I'm telling them, they're just not jumping in. You have to take some kind of calculated risk in life. Because if you're not jumping in, you're not showing that you believe in it. So subconsciously, you don't believe it's going to work out. So this is where, again, anxiety sometimes is telling you you're not prepared. Sometimes it's telling you the challenge is bigger than you. But the best ways to channel it, all psychologists will tell you, upside of stress, that you have to really channel the anxiety into excitement. I'm so excited at walking around with a sprained ankle today. I'm excited, and it's not going to hurt. It's going to feel fine. It's going to just work out great. Yes, I sound like an idiot, but that's what you have to do. Because what are you going to do? There's nothing else you're going to do. So you're not canceling the event. You're not going wheelchair. So figure it out and make it happen. And that's exactly what. But if the more you think about the ankle, I'm just giving you an analogy. The more you think about this ankle, how many times I have to walk? Four times. The more it's going to hurt, the more I'm going to be anxious to do it. You understand? It's like a vicious cycle of you go one way or you go the other way. And that's with anything in life, by the way. This is just an example. This is the trigger of the test. You go one way or you go the other way. With everything, even again, it could be with, you're fighting with a spouse, you're fighting this, it's going to work out. Things are going to be good. And when you do that, you take the test and you draw the Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. And what he's saying here, and this is why Rav Nachman, he brings a beautiful Torah, I believe Lesson 268, and the Torah is a one-line Torah where it says, Moshe, right now it's not the time to talk. It's not the time to speak. It's not the time to speak. It's not the time to cry out. It's the time to move. Because what is he saying here? What do you mean it's not the time to pray? It's not the time to, because sometimes you prayed enough. You're just not taking the action. You prayed already. You built the desire, but you're not pulling the trigger. Move. Now you have to move. It's not the time. And the reason why, and our sages tell us, is the reason why. It's because that salvation does not depend. It depends on a higher level of Atik. Atik is a much, much higher level. It's God's war. It's God's going to do it for you. So like we've said many times, we have to go halfway, and God does the rest. We have to go halfway, and then God finishes the task for you. But you have to at least go halfway. You have to be able to go halfway. And that's where even if a person starts spiritual and he's not perfect in his development, let him start something. He has to start something, because that is like you're walking into the sea and waiting for it to split. And this is before the sea split, God used 72 names. So it's a very, very powerful parsha. And also our sages tell us that we should also, every single time we say it, we should also imagine there's a sea in front of us that needs to be split. And I don't need to tell you, we all agree that there's many seas in front of us that need to be split, and we feel stuck. And the reason why we feel stuck, obviously, sometimes is because we don't believe that they will split. And this is why Rabbi Levi Yitzchak says again in another verse, and he says, they believed in Hashem and in Moshe. They believed. Because they started believing, they started seeing. The belief, and not just they believed in that, they started believing in themselves again. You know, in life, when you start, you know, when things come up in life and you stop believing in yourself, you stop believing in it, that itself causes a blemish on high, and it causes a person to obviously get stuck. But here, in the parsha of the week, they started believing. The belief came, Yurke Vavke is present. Yurke Vavke, all limits are gone. All limits are gone. Past, present, future, you're free. It's being free. And when we do that, we free ourselves, etc. So you think of a situation in your life like we spoke before. Either borrow, faith that you make it, borrow from the future. Who says you can't? Imagine somebody has no money and he's taking a loan. How does he know he's going to pay it back? What guarantee does he have to pay it back? But he's hopeful that things work out and he'll pay it back. How do people borrow, you know, how do you borrow a mortgage? How do you know you're going to pay back? Maybe you're going to get foreclosed. But you know eventually you'll figure it out. Where's the rationality here? Otherwise nobody would be borrowing. Nobody would be in business. The whole world should be shut down. Right. Like what happened in 2008, right? What happened in 2008? Nobody was borrowing. Nobody was lending. And it became what? Toxic assets. That means when there's no liquidity, when there's no movement, when there's no damim, zeus, then what happens? Everything's stuck. When there's no blood flow in your body, what happens? You get sick, right? The whole Chinese medicine is all about, we spoke the other day, creating, there's a stagnant qi, there's a stagnation in the qi. There's a stagnation in a certain part of your body that's not allowing flow. So what I do is stick a bunch of needles, open up the hole again, and energy goes. But that's really what it is. It's a flow of energy. So think about also, you know, you have, a person has energy, but is very stubborn. He's stubborn. I don't want to change. There you go. There's a stagnation of his ego. He's just stagnant. There's no space for godliness in his life, etc. So these are three things, really, you have to think about something. And you have to recognize that you are being tested in that challenge. And just like they got tested, you have to take, and tell people, don't worry about what happens. The fact that you took a test, the fact that you moved, the sea will split. The sea will split. When you move, the sea will split. Because it's exactly what we're all going through, is we have to believe in this. That is all of the, I can just say the same class over and over. Mm-hmm. Start believing! That's it. That's the whole class. We have enough information already, guys. We all have enough information. We're already constipated with information. But how am I drilling the point down to people more? It's because we need to flip the switch. It's start believing. That's Rabbi Nachman 101. Rabbi Nachman 101. Start believing. Start believing. Every day, work on your belief. Work on your belief. At the end of the day, you know what to do. It's just, why are you not doing it? Why are you not doing it? Because we don't believe in it. And that's why we're not doing it. And that's where it has to be constantly. The types of, you know, the classes, you know, you have to just, you need more Tony Robbins. You know, get out of the state. You know, screw you. It's today it's different. Like that, what's his name? Rabbi Bitachon Bar, right. Michael Safdie. You know, he'll read the same book over and over and somehow has a new class on it. But it sounds new because it's exactly what we have a problem with forgetting a lot. So that is your job this weekend, to start creating, try to get rid of the time element in your life. Try to first get rid of the time element. Don't be bothered by the time. Try to get rid of the element of time as far as this is going to take a long time. This is going to hurt. This engagement will take too long. This business will take too long. You know, you're almost walking into everything like getting a student loan. You're walking into life like everything. You're getting a student loan for 25 years and you're out for $500,000 and you're in debt. That's how you're walking around. You understand? That's not what the world we're in. We're in the world of, you know, Abdul Biden can wipe out your student loan like that. I'm definitely joking. But the whole point is your student loans can walk it. Don't walk with this heaviness, etc. And that's what I do practically when I'm when I see heaviness, when I feel the heaviness, I start saying, okay, why do I feel so heavy? Because I'm already predicting this is going to take this long. That's going to take this long. I'm going to be in this challenge forever. It's going to take me 45 minutes to walk to the thing. And how am I going to do it? Next thing you know, I'm creating a problem for no reason. I'm just creating I'm giving energy to the evil inclination, to ego, to go. So this is where, what did he say? Stop praying. Move. Remove the element of time. Because if you think about what's going to happen, imagine Nakshon sitting there, the sea splitting. Sink or swim. That's the mindset we have to get into. If you don't swim, you're going to sink. If we don't move, we're going to sink automatically. So that is the right model. Sink or swim. Are you sinking or are you swimming? The sea's in front of you. That's where you have to start jumping in and believing in it and not get stuck in this perfectionist model or another form of it is either procrastination is also. What happens when we procrastinate? Right? We're sinking. Procrastination is nothing but fear. Perfectionism is nothing but fear. It's all taking time and making it bigger than it is. We need to sink or swim, and you shouldn't sink. You've done that already. Swim. And that's what we have to do this weekend. So I strongly challenge you, close your brain a little bit. It's on too much, and open up our hearts. And try to remove the element of time. Remove the element of time. Time, like David Hawkins, we spoke about many times, it's all an illusion. Rav Nachman says in Lesson 61, the more conscious you are, the more time doesn't exist. Time is an illusion. It's all an illusion. It doesn't exist. Because when you're present, time doesn't bother you. That's how you know. When you're in a very high conscious moment, you're not thinking of the past. It's only when you're not in that element, then time does its imagination. And this is how you know. How do you know this? When you dream, you can dream about something for years. You can go 70 years on a dream, right? It's all imagination. How are you able to travel so many things in a year? You're going to countries. How do you do that in sleep? Because it's imagination. It's not reality. So it teaches you what happens when you're not present. It's the evil inclination, it uses imagination, and it makes you think you're going to sink forever. So this is why we need the tzaddikim, because at the end of the day, it's all a mind game. Life is one big test, and it's all a big mind game. And if you can strengthen yourself, you will win. If not, we sink. Hashem, help us all that we should all get to this Az Yashir concept. Yashir, I will sing. That means Az. Az. In the past tense, Yashir, I will sing. I will be healed. I will be successful. I will get married. I will save my marriage. I will have a kid. I will. That's where does the word I will come from? The name of Ekia also. I will. I will be. I'm not here yet, but I will be. It's the highest level of light. It's the level of desire. The worst thing is to walk around checked out with no desire and watching everybody else live their life. AKA America. Okay? No desire, watching everybody else live their life and wondering what the hell happened to me. Okay. That's the worst thing you need to do. So you need to develop your desires, hit the targets in our lives, and we should have that. And then once our faith is strong, then God creates it not because of the details, because of our faith is strong, then the situation will be healed and fixed. Amen. May Hashem bless everybody.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.